and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Another 5 minutes, another Business 300. When leading a group of people towards a specified future vision, the people are not a generic whole. You do and should think of the collective as its own identity. An organized group of individuals takes on its own persona with its own needs. You're leading a group of people and should consider what leading a collective entails. I touched on this back in episode 37. But if you only think of leadership in the context of a collective, it quickly gets ambiguous and unhelpful in terms of actually making progress toward the vision. Moving the ball forward is done 10 yards at a time with a goal of making first down conversions. We lead the entire team towards victory, but we make handoffs and passes at a honed individual level. So, when thinking about leading people towards a future vision, it's helpful to consider what type of people compose the collective, and how to make productive progress. Generally speaking, there are three groups the collective divides into regarding their relationship to the vision. The first group is the biggest one. I'd say it composes about 90% of the entire collective. These are the vision supporters. They fall along a spectrum, of course, but in general, the vision appeals enough to the people in this group for them to be followers of it, ranging from people who simply aren't bothered by it and want to be left alone, to those who are excited about it and are genuinely trying to be of help. The supporters include themselves in the collective of followers because the vision resonates. Overall, as long as you keep charting forward with clarity and reasonable decisions, this group as a whole will keep following and supporting your effort as the leader. Specific work with individual supporters for the purpose of making progress towards the vision isn't necessary too frequently. There are times when individuals identified as the vision supporters will misunderstand, have questions, or offer helpful criticism. When this happens, some leaders are tempted to take offense and resist the pushback. They might misconstrue the criticism as an attack on the vision, and with too strong of a defensive, may even radicalize the supporters out of following it. Being differentiated enough to offer a stable presence in times of uncertainty will help the leader navigate through questions and criticisms and keep the supporters moving forward. There are also times when the supporters, especially those who are genuinely excited and trying to help, will take initiative on their own in making progress towards the vision. This is great and something that should be encouraged and applauded. The leader should not feel threatened in any way. The future vision is what you're after, and if you're the only one making progress, its realization will always be beyond the horizon. But there are times when the initiative the supporters offer, while having good intentions, is detracting from the vision. It's off course, and if not corrected, will lead away from realizing the vision. In that case, the leader does need to come alongside and offer guidance or some sort of course correction without discouraging the initiative. When course correction is needed among the supporters, people who are genuinely excited about the vision, this is usually a sign of a lack of clarity on the leader's part in communicating the vision. The response should not be to blame the supporters, as much as it should be to take responsibility to clarify and crystallize the future vision. Communication is the leader's most important tool when it comes to vision casting. Understanding the gap in vision that the supporters have and then helping to fill that gap with clarity is what the leader should be doing when trying to make productive progress with this group. Everybody starts off as a supporter to some extent. It's from this group that people move to one of the other two groups. What are the other two groups and how does the leader make progress there is the teaser for next time. For now, consider that the vision supporters compose the vast majority of the people you're leading, around 90%. That's why they're there. They support the vision. To lead this group, keep charting forward with reasonable decisions and provide sufficient clarity and encouragement when the need arises. You want to make progress towards your vision. That happens play by play, converting downs 10 yards at a time.